full. But I wanted to do this stream as I felt it was really important to my utter and complete chagrin, shock, and amazement. I am seeing yet another false allegation being thrown around like candy. And I am compelled to do a stream about this because it's near and dear to my heart. Because, as probably most of you in the chat know, I have been the subject, I have been the target of just such a false allegation, which I'm going to revisit, that topic, because I think it's part, in fact, of a broader picture yet. So here's what happened. There was a false allegation made against Angler Senior. And the false allegation is that he, at some point, whipped his penis out in a live stream, and that there was some video, there's this video out there that somehow he stole some amount of money. I've heard 4,000, I've heard 2,000, from a veteran. So my initial reaction to that was, what the fuck? But I said this in my previous stream after I heard, after I first heard about this, and it was actually in Incel X's stream that I first heard this. And I was like, what the fuck? But I said to myself, I want to see receipts. I said this in the stream myself. Until I see receipts on this, that don't mean shit to me. So my initial reaction was shock and disbelief. Here's why I wanted to do this stream. The main reason why I want to walk you all through my thinking process here. Because I think it's important to understand why. You see, when I hear something like an allegation like that, and especially about multiple egregious things like that, my first reaction isn't, that guy's guilty. That guy did it. You know what my first reaction is? What the fuck? That's a characteristic of Angler. I don't know Angler that well, but I've spoken with him enough times. I've watched enough of his content to know, to have some sense as to who Angler is. And that was my first reaction. It's like, that man, that doesn't make sense. I held off on any conclusions on that because I wanted to delve a little deeper into this. And the deeper I delved, the more sinister it became. So
this message is for Iridium Kush. Iridium Kush, I looked at your video this morning as I was trying to catch up on what I missed from YouTube videos around certain spaces. And I saw that you continue to make up lies about me. I don't know why you do it. But you claimed last night on a live stream when you were talking to Angler, you told him that I had promised this other guy, True Seeker with a Vegeta code, sexual favors. Well, you didn't say sexual favors, but you implied that I promised him certain favors, apparently in exchange for, I don't know what, I'm assuming in exchange for attacking other people online or going after you or others. And that is blatantly false. And I think you know it very well, because in another live stream that you did with GM back a couple of months ago, more or less around that time, you did an interview with Truth Seeker, and he told you himself, when you asked him if I had sent him to go after other people or if I had suggested for him to do so, and he told you the truth. He told you no. You just asked that same question to Angler last night, and he also told you that no, I did not. So why do you keep spreading these lies knowing that they are not true? Why are you trying to slander me? I don't know what your issue is. I don't get it. The first time that I ever saw you was on a live stream where I was confronting somebody else who was making up crap. That was Evil Hermit. Now, I understand that he probably did it to get views on his channel, because a lot of people like to do roast in order to get views on their channel, or to get somebody's attention. A lot of people do that. You know, any attention from a person is good in their eyes. So that's the first time that I ever saw you, and we didn't even talk. I think you were just passively watching. Then after that, I saw you on a couple of other people's live streams, slandering me for no reason, repeating stuff that other people had said, when you had never even talked to me or addressed me, neither had I spoken a word to you. You also had lied before. You said that I was in your chats, leaving comments when I was not in your chat. I think I only once or twice ever left a comment on your channel on one of your videos, but I was never in your chats. You know, I need you to tell me where it is that you're getting this information from. Because if it's not that somebody's manipulating you or somebody has been lying to you and feeding you, you know, slanderous stuff about me, then it's that you're making it up yourself. And if it's true that you're making it up yourself and it's not that you're getting it from somebody else who's lying, that makes you a horrible person, Iridium Kush. Because it makes you an extremely dishonest person. And I know you're probably going to want to compare my white lie about Instacart to non-vegans trying to get them to try kinder foods. You're probably going to try to use that to compare it. No, that's no comparison. Because there's a difference between doing something for good and doing something with a malicious purpose. And I have not had any malicious purpose or intent. So please clarify this. I'm going to be back next month on here, and I hope by then that you have clarified this whole, I don't know if I should call it misunderstanding or if I should say the lies that you're spreading. I don't know what to say. But, you know, I don't tolerate lies. But if you're going to go lying, you know, your lies are just going to be found out. So, you choose. Truth or lie? The truth is going to be revealed, whether you like it or not.